بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. دیگر بریدم از من، کجاست صاحب من، کجاست تا که نگاهی کند به جانب من. دلم به دست شیاطین تباه خواهد شد اگر که دیر بیایی شهاب ثاقب من. منم که فقر نگاهم شده از طالب تو، تویی که لطف نگاهت شده از طالب من. به یاد روی تو بودم چه آرزوی دیگر، چه خوش گذشت شب لیلة الرقائب من یا ابن الحسن، یا ابن الحسن، یا ابن الحسن، یا ابن الحسن. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و به نستعین، انه خیر ناصر و معین، و الصلاة والسلام على سیدنا و نبینا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد وعلى اهل بيته الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقيه الله في الارضين روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب المقدمه الفدا. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, the narrations that have reached us regarding the month of Rajab make it very clear that this month is of a great importance and that has a huge role to play in a Muslim's spiritual journey. For example, Hadith Qudsi, wherein Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Ash-shahru shahri wal-abdu abdi wal-rahmatu rahmati faman da'ani fi hadha ash-shahr أجبته ومن سألني أعطيته." This month is my month. The servant is my servant. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this. The blessing is my blessing, and whoever calls upon me in this month, I will answer him. And whoever asks for something of me, I will grant him. Or another hadith where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Ja'altu hadha ash-shahr," ya'ni Rajab, "hablan bayni wa bayn 'ibadi faman i'tasama bihi wasalabi." Meaning that I have made the month of Rajab a robe between myself and my servant. whoever clings to this rope will reach me. SubhanAllah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this. Or another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Says, Khiyaratullah min ash-shuhur shahru rajab. Wa huwa shahrullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is chosen the month of Rajab, and this month is the month of Allah. Huwa shahrullah. Man azzama shahra rajab faqad azzama amra Allah. Whoever glorifies the month of Rajab glorified the command of Allah. And our beloved Prophet continues saying, wa man azzama amra Allah adkhalahu jannatin na'im wa awjaba lahu ridwanahu al-akbar. And whoever glorifies the command of Allah azza wa jalla, Allah will admit him to the garden full of blessing. And this is very important. He says, وَأَوْجَبَ لَهُ رَضْوَانُ الْأَكْبَرُ, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his greater satisfaction wajib on him. We don't understand what is رَضْوَانُ الْأَكْبَرُ for now. Maybe inshallah some of the mu'mineen will understand in paradise. What is Ridwan al-Akbar mean? Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, Rajabun shahrun azim yudha'ifu Allah fihi al-hasanat wa yamhu fihi al-sayyat. This month of Rajab, is a great month, which Allah in this month multiplies the good deeds and erases the sins or the bad deeds. So these were a few examples of hadith where the importance and value of this month was mentioned, was pointed out. Apart from the value that this month has independently, the month of Rajab is also significant as the beginning of a spiritual marathon, which consists Rajab, Sha'ban, and month of Ramadan. As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, sometimes there are divine breezes that blow, and a mu'min must be aware of them to raise his sails in order to use the most of this breeze to move faster towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for sure, and of course, these months are among those times when we have a better chance of speeding up our spiritual elevations. On the other hand, we as talabas, which we are, most of us are talaba in here, we have the responsibility of guiding others among our family members, our community. So this obliges us to build a stronger bond with the path of Haqq compared to others. So we must snatch the opportunities available to us with the kind of tama', with the kind of greed, with the kind of covetousness. And moreover, may Allah keep all you in health, inshallah. But as we see these days, there are many people leaving us and departing this world unexpectedly. So it should be easier for us to remember that this year could be our last year that we are in this world. And we should use this special day and nights, this special months, in order to make ourselves spiritually elevated more. And not even talking about years, but every day could be our last day. So we have to be aware of each moment of our life in order to spiritually elevating ourselves, improving ourselves. But as Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وَكَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَاِذَا. Death is enough as an admonition. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Surely knowing and understanding the value of this month is the first step. But it's not everyone that might have the opportunity to take action upon what they know. And at the very least thing that we can do is pray for the tawfiq. And dua and praying is among the most important tools, among the most important tools in the hand of believers. That we have narrations that says, "Ad-du'a salahul mu'min." Dua is the weapon of the mu'min. Weapon against any calamities, against any hardships, against any temptations of shaitan, even against things like laziness. Also, dua is the sign of humbleness in the presence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Where Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, مَا أَحَدٌ أَبْغَضُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِمَّنْ يَسْتَكْبُرُ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ مَا عِنْدَهِ. There is no one more despised by Allah the Almighty than the one who arrogantly refuses to worship and doesn't ask for something from him, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dua is a sign of humbleness. Also, one who makes dua and asks his needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is loved by Allah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ كُلَّ دَاءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his constantly praying servants. And there is no one who can claim that the do not need dua. There's no one who can claim that they don't need dua. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Hikmah 302, says, "Mal mubtada alladhi qad ishtadda bihi al-bala bi'ahwaja ila ad-du'a min al-mu'afi alladhi la ya'manu al-bala." Meaning that the person who is afflicted with calamities and hardship is not in a greater need for praying than the one who has been spared affliction, but it is not immune to it. Meaning, it's not the only people that facing calamities need to do dua. It's not only in the hard moment of our life that we need to do dua. No, everyone needs to do dua. Everyone needs to talk with the Lord, ask something from the Lord. And certainly on such a night, the first Thursday night of the month of Rajab, it is imperative that a mu'min make use of the opportunity provided to him to express his neediness in the front of his Lord. It is also important to pray wisely. My brothers and sisters, it is important to pray wisely. It is important to know what kind of dua brings us more blessings. One could say that your dua reveals your personality. Why? Because they are signs that show what your priorities are in life. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It is true that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam taught us and told us to pray even for small things. For everything in your life, try to pray and try to do dua. But on a special occasion, such as gathering of mu'mineen, or such as these special nights, when the doors of blessings are open wider than usual, the smart things to do is to focus on our greatest and important needs And I believe you and me will agree that the most important and high priority dua is the dua for reappearance of our Imam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Another time I repeat, and everyone say Amin louder inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla hasten the reappearance of our Imam.
Amen.
However, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Ad-da'i bila amal karrami bila watar. This hadith could be translated in two versions. The first version I say is the one that we want to focus on, is related to our subject. Ad-da'i meaning the one who prays or asks for something. The one who prays or asks for something, if doesn't take action towards realization of that dua, is like someone that, or some an archer that tried to shoot a bow without no string. So if we don't act upon what we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, is like the one who tried to shoot with the bow without a string. The other version of the translation of this hadith is that we translate ad-da'i to the one that invites other to perform good deeds and doesn't do himself, doesn't act upon that thing that he preaches others, which right now is applied to me right now. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to act upon what we say and know to be right. However, back to our own subject. One who is praying for reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi al-Jalallah ta'ala farajuhu al-Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Must also act towards its realization. Meaning that all of us as tulab and followers of Maktab of Ahlul Bayt must consider it our duty to take action in this direction, to help each other, paving the ground and preparing ourselves, our family, our community, ultimately the world for our Imam's coming. This need, among other things, mental and spiritual preparation that is, of course, is achieved through prayers and dua, and which is followed by action. And now, my brothers and sisters, I'm getting to the key part of my speech. So inshallah, will benefit me and you from this lecture, inshallah, with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If it's possible to get a glass of water, it would be perfect. Thank you so much.
For the hastening of the appearance of Imam al-Zaman, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum. Thank you so much, man.
For the health of Sayyid, for all of your family and your friends, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Unfortunately, many of us are under the impression that we are waiting for Imam to come and solve our personal problems. When we pray for his reappearance, we are usually praying him to come and help us to buy a big house or nice car or find a good job. And this is not intizar, my brothers and sisters. This kind of mentality that oppressors and istikbar wants us to have. The same mentality that they are trying to feed us with their media, where a superpower person, a superhero, a group of superheroes come with the superpower and fight the enemy by themselves, and other people live happily ever after. And what is live happily ever after? Having a big house, a nice car, a good job, a lot of entertainment and fun. You know what I mean. This laziness and not feeling any responsibility don't belong in the hearts of true believers. There are a sign of weak faith. There are the sign of diseased heart. There are the sign of even nifaq and deserve Allah's wrath. In Surah Ma'idah, verse 24, it says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَاذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَائِدُونَ. Translation says, they said to Musa, they said, oh Musa, indeed we are not entered there, we are not entered it ever, as long as they are within it. So go you and your Lord, fight with them. Indeed, we all remain right here. This verse, my brothers and sisters, is about Bani Israel. The first ummah, listen very carefully. The first ummah that accepted to have the government of Walayatullah. What happened to them? Allah Azza wa Jalla had opened a path for them in the sea and guided them to a location which had to become their land. And even send them food from heaven. But they were ungrateful and continuously asking for more. And Allah was merciful and forgiving every time with them. Until they refused to fight alongside their wali and expected him to miraculously go do everything on his own, and this resulted in their having to live in exile for 40 years. Another beautiful ayah in Quran, the ayah 81 of Surah Toba, it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون. So he says, those who remained behind rejoiced in their staying at home after the departure of the Messenger of Allah and disliked striving with their wealth and their lives in the cause of Allah and said, do not go forth in the heat, say, the fire of hell is more intensive in heat, if they would but understand. And this, my brother and sister, this verse is about the group of early Muslims who made various excuses, the heat of the summer, the cold of the winter, to not fight alongside their prophet, their wali. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. They should laugh less and weep more as a recompense for what they have gained. This is to say that our Imam's reappearance is all depends on our preparation. And the most important preparation that we must focus on is the strengthening of our iman. What is Iman? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam described Iman for us as in this hadith. When they asked to Imam Sadiq, what is Iman? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, halil imanu illa al-hubb wal-bughd. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the root and the foundation of a mu'min's iman is love and hatred. Love and friendship towards the friend of Allah. Enmity and hatred towards enemy of Allah. This is what Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have given us as a light of guidance. We have to be aware to not let any feeling of friendship or sympathy or admiration when in our heart, when it comes to disbelievers, when it comes to enemy of Allah. And on the other hand, we also have to do our best. This is very important among us. We also have to do our best to not let any feeling of enmity enter our heart when it comes to Muslim and mu'min brothers and sisters. This is the example of a mu'min prayer in Quran, where they say, ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. Saying that, O Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith. Surah Hashr, verses number 10. O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our heart any resentment towards those who have believed. Indeed, our Lord, you are kind and merciful. So the result of guarding our gateways, the gateways of our hearts, will be that we will become the true follower of real Muhammadi Islam. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. As the Quran begins its description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad, and its followers with these phrase, Muhammadun Rasulullah, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Walladhina ma'ahu ashiddaw ala al-kuffar ruhama'u bainahum. Subhanallah. I guess everyone knows the translation. The translation says, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers, against the enemy of Allah, and merciful, forgiving, kind among themselves. Ruhamau bainahum. But tonight is the night of dua. Tonight is the night of praying. Tonight is the night of rewards and the night of wishes, about which our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, said, "Walakin la takhfalu an awwal laylatin jum'atin fih," that means fih Rajab, فَإِنَّهَا لَيْلَةُ تُسَمِّيهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ لَيْلَةَ الرَّقَائِبِ. Do not forget the first Thursday night of the month of Rajab. That night is the night that is called by angels the night of wishes. In this night, when 1/3 of the night has passed, is our Prophet continue saying this. The night, when the 1/3 of the night is passed, there is no angel left in the sky and on the earth who is not in or around Kaaba. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shines a light on them and asks them for anything that they want. And they all answer to Allah and reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord, our wishes is nothing but forgiveness for the one who fasts during this month. Beautiful narration. This narration continues and says the a'mal of this night, that inshallah you can read it in Mafatih al-Janan or Al-Iqbal ibn Tawus. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we need to remember to use this opportunity that is available to us, especially during the month of Rajab, followed by Sha'ban and Ramadan, and make dua and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So right now, we raise our hand together and try to feel the presence of our Lord, who is all-knowing and all-merciful, and do dua together. اللهم باسمك العظيم العظام العز العجل الأكرام إلهي بفاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما حاط به علمك 10 times Ya Allah, 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 Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Thabbit Qulubana Ala Deenik, واكفنا يا غاضي الحاجات ويا كافي المهمات انك مجيب الدعوات انك على كل شيء قدير يا غياث المضطر المستكين ويا مجيب الدعوه الداعين ويا سميع الصامعين يا جليس الذاكرين يا أنيس الباكين يا إله العالمين يا رب العالمين يا مالك يوم الدين بحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء إلهي يا حميد بحق محمد يا عالي بحق علي يا فاطر بحق فاطمة يا محسن بحق الحسن يا قديم الإحسان بحق الحسين وتسعة المعصومين من ذرية الحسين يا الله عجل لوليك الفرج عجل لوليك الفرج عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من خلص انصاره وعوانه يا الله واصلح كل فاسد من امور المسلمين يا الله وانصر وايد واحفظ قائدنا سيد الخامنئي يا الله اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. يا الله اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولوالدي الوالدين ولمن وجب له حق علينا ولمن وصانا بالدعاء. For the Shuhada and the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, and the souls of all mu'mineen, especially the loved ones of those present in this majlis who have passed away, and such a night are waiting for our prayers. Bin Nabi wa Alih, rahimallahu man yaqra'u al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.